me. I'm right here.
Hey, yo, remember, man, talk this shit up when you hit them bricks. Best way to get more involved is to tell people about the benefits of this here thing. No beefing, no drama, just business. Anybody got problems with anybody else here, we bring it to the group. We ain't got to take it to the streets. All right. Let's do it.
Yeah, baby, we are back in the building. Yours truly, Mr. Naz, and the one and only Mike Will. We are here. Another week two, episode two, Unconcealed Talk Show. We in the building. What's up, big dog?
What's going on, my brother Naz? You know me. This is Mike Will in the house. But you can call me Mister. You know what I'm saying? We here for week two. Bring that realness.
Yeah.
Once again.
Yes. What's going on, my dude? Yeah.
I mean, first I want to kind of touch on last week's show, just to let you guys know. I mean, we got a lot of good feedback from people that listen to the show. You know, we sent the show to some people, but other people listen to the show. And they really like how me and my man were getting down. So, you know, that's a real good thing. You know what I'm saying? You heard anything about that, Naz? Besides what I told you, you know, what you heard? Yeah.
A lot of good feedback, man. It was cool, man. You know, I had some people saying I haven't heard y'all in a while. You know, welcome back. You know, and there's a couple people that remember us from the other perspective show. Other people remember me from the Man Up show. They said it was good to hear us talk, you know, and just the fact that, you know, we have that chemistry, you know what I'm saying? The chemistry when we chop it up. You know, we just come from a real place and we just chop it up and keep it honest, keep it 100, you know. And this show, the title says it alone, Unconcealed. You know, we're going to say some things and, you know, may offend, may not offend, you know, but that's not our intention. We talk in a dialogue that everyday people can deal with. You know, some people use curse words, some people don't. You know, whatever, don't fucking judge me. Anyway, back on the ranch. You know,
yo,
I'm just saying. What up?
I want to, we need to give a shout out to that young lady that's been following us, you know, since the beginning down there in Georgia. You know what I'm saying?
I know you're talking
about this. Well, you know her better than me.
Okay, well, without no further ado, I want to extend a shout-out and a special salute to the one and only Miss Sig, Lord Black. You know, she's a friend. She's a follower of the show, a strong woman. You know, we salute you and we appreciate you. I mean, no doubt. So we know Georgia's on the listening. So salute to Georgia, all my people in Georgia, family members, and everybody down there. But, yeah, we salute you. Real talk.
Keep on listening. Keep on with the support, you know, because it's greatly appreciated. We also want to let you guys know. Yeah, I mean, we hooked up with one of our old co-hosts, but she's doing her thing down there in Louisiana. Simone, I ain't even on front. Her last name, it doesn't escape me. It's just a real hard-ass name to pronounce. But I'm going to shout out her. You know, she got a magazine, a digital magazine, Rebirth Magazine. She got Rebirth Radio. And she also got She Productions. And I just want to let you guys know that the Unconcealed Talk Show will be carried on her networks down there in Louisiana and the southern states. So that's a big move right there, because, you know, we're branching out. We ain't just trying to be, you know, pigeon-toed into one little area. We're trying to take over the world with our joint. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
shout
yeah,
out to
yeah,
my girl
yeah.
Simone down in Louisiana. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
We're going to have more information.
We're in
that's
syndicated.
Right.
Yeah, so Louisiana's going to be on the check-in, Georgia on the check-in. Can't forget about our peoples down in North Carolina. You know, my daughter,
yeah,
salute,
yeah,
she's
no
down there listening. So salute to, you know, Charlotte, you know, North Carolina. I know they're listening. Also, I have family that's checking us out over at Brooklyn. Oh, yeah, just salute to Brooklyn this one time. Thank you for getting KD and Kyrie, bringing them home to Brooklyn next. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I mean,
damn.
You know, yes.
They threw the big joint on the table, man, with this free agency. You know what I'm saying? They are not playing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a Celtics fan myself, but I ain't going to front. I'm going to have to maybe check them boys out a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, homie.
Because they making some moves. You know, it's going to be a real interesting season to see how all this goes down. I mean, we still waiting on that other big drop, you know, Kawhi. But, you know, right now in the East, things have made this but a lot of moves in the East. And it should be real interesting next season. Real interesting. You know,
yes, it will. Yes, it will. So without no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we try to talk about things that everybody can relate to on this show. For those just tuning in, the call-in number is 516-595-8127. It's brought to you by Shadow Worlds Radio Media. You know, we're trying to bring the best. And, of course, Mike Real and yours truly, Mr. Nass. Tonight's topic.
Tonight's
Land
topic.
Of the free my ass. So, with that
word
being said, I'm going to play something for you. I'm going to play something for you, Brother Mike, and then for the listeners. And I want to really elaborate on that, because at the end of the day, whether people want to believe it or not, you got to look at the status where we at and where we at in this country. You know, you're walking around thinking that you got like this. You got to understand. You got to answer to somebody. You may not physically answer somebody, but somebody's watching. Big brother's watching you, and you're not really afraid.
Everywhere.
Oh, everything. I'm talking about everything. So, but
everything.
You know what? Everything. Listen, check this out.
Now, I'm going to prove to you right now that you're not as free as you think. Here is a short list of things that you can't do without government permission, okay? Again, you need government in order to do these things. You need to ask them permission. All right, drive a car, build a house, own a gun, go fishing, collect rainwater. Yes, you need government permission to collect rainwater. To hunt, to cross the road, get married, leave the country, start a business, fly on a commercial plane, take drugs. Work.
Enough said. Now, you heard
Yo.
You heard what the man was saying. Now, we got to talk about it. I mean, that's just a few. Damn. That's just a few.
Yo, do I got to ask to drop a deuce when I want to? You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it feels like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you sit there, you're on the toilet, you gotta flush that toilet, you gotta pay for that water, that sewage, bro.
Yo, man, people don't even realize, man, how, like you said, they walking around thinking everything is everything, and they got it like that, and you, like you said, Big Brother's always watching. My man was talking about just some of the things that we take for granted, but, you know, everything he's talking about is true. You know what I'm saying? Do you realize when you own a house, you still got to get permits and all this kind of stuff to do stuff to your own house? Now, you make your own, you making your mortgage payments and insurance payments. But if I want to build a shed in my backyard, I got to go to City Hall, get a permit just to build something in my backyard. And you know why that is, people? That's because they want to readjust my taxes anytime I make an improvement. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Every time we do something positive in our lives, the government want a piece of it. You know what I'm saying? So things that I do to my home to improve the value of it. It ain't really improving it because I pay more in taxes, or the taxes go up in my area yearly.
Talk about it, bro.
So,
you sound frustrated.
Are we really free? Are we really free? Do you realize how much our paychecks get? We get taxed on our paycheck. Then the money we get left over gets taxed again when we go to the store and we buy food, gas, water. We pay for water. You realize that, right? There is no free water.
Okay? There's no free water. Nah.
There is no free water, okay? Because I get that water bill, so I'm telling you, ain't no free water. And then we got to pay sewage taxes to get rid of the water.
I think that's statewide to the United States. I think every state has that as well, right?
There's a sewage tax. Yeah. But
we walk around
all that to say
we big dogs and everything like that. You got to pay on every damn thing.
Yep.
Then don't let alone. Let me tell you some people. And just to add on to your point, big dog. You know, you go in and say, all right, say, you're all right, you win the lottery. Okay, let's stop there. Hold up. guess who got their hand out? Oh, hold up. You got what? We're going to need that. We're going to tax that. Hard.
Tax it hard.
Hard.
How many times y'all guys see that big ass jackpot and it'd be like $800 million? But they say after taxes. It's like $300 million. And then they're going to tax that shit again. See what I'm saying?
Is it one time or is that every year? Tell me, I mean, you know, but if
every year. Because you know what? You know what's
up? Hold up.
Yo, when you put your money in the bank, it gains interest, right?
Yeah.
You got to pay taxes on that motherfucking interest.
See, that's some bullshit, man. You mean tell me a brother can't play Mega Man and hit it? Powerball can't hit it? And if somebody's going to hit me off? Treat me like loose booty?
They're going to treat you like loose booty. You know what I'm saying? You're going to need some preparation nation to stop the fucking... the loose.
Just straight up disrespectful. you're not even going to take me out, Uncle Sam. I mean, damn. This is
the society, and we did this show just to let you guys know, because we had another topic this week. We did the show in honor of the 4th of July.
Honor.
Just to let you guys know. In honor of the 4th of July tomorrow.
Yeah, and let's think about it. What are we celebrating? This country's birthday of what? Come on now, stop. Stop.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, celebrating what? What are we celebrating? Let's keep it 100. Because, you know, the United States broke away from Britain. Come on. Here it is. All right, we broke away from a dictatorship, allegedly under Britain rule. But here it is. We got that 45 trying to have a dictatorship-type parade on the 4th of July, spending millions of dollars.
We ain't even get on 45. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We ain't even get on 4/5.
Yeah, we try not to go any politics, people. But you know what? It's this is the world we live in. I mean, damn. I mean, jeez. I mean, come on.
All I'm gonna say about 45 is there's no way in the world Obama would have got away with a quarter of the shit that this cat been getting away with. All right. They wouldn't let Obama do shit after he got Obamacare. He was pretty much a lame duck president. They wouldn't pass shit in Congress.
So, hold on, my dude. Hold up. People keep calling it Obamacare. I think it was called Affordable Care. Was it called that?
Well, it's called Affordable Care.
It's not like
Obama's
going around hugging jokers. Like, here, let me give you a hug.
No.
I care. I'm just
they
saying.
They just renamed it Obamacare because it was his signature. That was like one of the biggest things next to catching what was that guy named the terrorist that Bush was trying to get? No, the one that not Saddam. Was it Saddam Hussein?
Bin Laden.
Oh, Bin Laden. There you go. next to Bin Laden, Obamacare was like the next biggest thing. You know what I'm saying? They found Bin Laden in a hole somewhere and or whatnot. They found him and killed him, and you know. But
in the crib,
he's really known for Obamacare. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But people, y'all gotta hear with this. This, I mean, you gotta understand your surroundings. I mean, in order for us and everybody to move forward and understand, and we can only speak as African American men. Let me say black men.
Yeah.
I can only speak who I am. But you know, we have to understand the environment we live in. We got to understand, you know, they didn't say those are free does not necessarily mean that we free. It does not necessarily mean that we have rights. They create scenarios, you know. When I say they, we can go deeper than that. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's just real talk. You know, social poverty. They create scenarios where it's hard. You know what? We're gonna push all the black people over here, or the people of color in this area, because it's gonna make it for. We're gonna make it hard for you to have fair education. That's why we can create certain charter schools. We're going to create a testing system, make it hard for certain kids to get in. But yet, who's judging those tests? Who's picking those tests out to go to these schools or whatever, or offering these various different avenues for people of color to get in these top schools? You know, it's all created to keep people in control. When they say they, let's keep it 100. Who's they? I had a talk with a white coworker. Oh man, you know, slavery is over, man. Why? It's not like that. Hold up. And I'm pretty sure those listen. We all had that conversation. You know, don't get uncomfortable, bro. You open up the Pandora's box. Let's keep it real. Do you want to switch places with me? Let's switch places.
Nah. You know what?
He kind of paused. That ain't the point.
That's not the point.
I'm just saying, you know,
people
talking about, you know, like slavery still going on.
It's still going on. It's just well hidden. Well, in some cases, some places it's still obvious. But
now make no mistake, there are very broken poor white people out here. Trust me, broken poor. They really are.
It's no doubt.
And they're struggling too. But it's misguided thinking in this community or this country that we live in. They still feel that a lot of people, even poor of Caucasians, may still look down on another black person as just as poor, or maybe more. Well, who do you think you are? Or maybe if you have a good job, you have a good salary, you made a good thing for yourself, who do you think you are? You're not free. I mean, you're really not free. You know what I'm saying?
Just on that note, you know, I've had some pretty prestigious positions in my life, but, you know, I've made good money, real good money. I've had expense accounts, the whole nine, and I was still made to feel like, I'm going to just keep it 100. I was still made to feel like a nigga. And basically, if I didn't dance, you know, the shit will be taken away from
you. Oh,
and in some
you
cases,
gotta elaborate on that.
It was.
Because some people understand what that means now. For the young listeners, y'all gotta understand this. Mike, you may have to elaborate, bro. Go a little deep on that one.
How deep you want me to go? I mean, it's the same old thing. I've had positions where, you know, I've been in management for a better part of my life. And as a manager, you know, I got, you know, and the reason why I rose to those positions, because, I mean, this is not to toot my own horn, but I'm pretty good at what I do, okay? And I've had, you know, I'm a free thinker, you know, I think outside the box. But, you know, I hate to put it like this, but the white man gets threatened when an African American may be putting himself in a position to really prosper. And
why do you think
we start to really
white Americans? I mean, time has passed. I mean,
because,
now I'm playing devil's advocate at this point. Why do you think?
Because the real NAS is that although they're white and they claim they're not prejudiced or whatever, they still look down on us. and they feel like we can't, there's no way we can be better than they are. But what they don't understand is that we've always had to work, not all of us, because let's keep it 100. We do got some lazy ass black people out there.
That's another part of the conversation we're gonna have.
You know, and they give you an excuse for everything, you know, and they take that percentage of the lazy asses and they apply it to all of us. You know. I literally had coworkers, you know, co-managers and everything like that kind of looking at me like they thought I was doing something wrong because I was doing very well. You know, and they would get together, have their little, you know, at lunch and things like that. And they'd be talking shit about me. I'm going to just keep it 100, you know. To the point where I get called in the office sometimes by my boss wanting me to share whatever I'm doing with some of my coworkers. And I'm questioning, like, why? I mean, they were there before. I mean, let them do their thing. Because when I suggest things to them, they look at me like, no, I'm not going to do that. So I just keep it moving and do my thing. Now that I'm starting to shine, you want me to share the wealth. No, basically you want to steal my idea, you know, because I actually sat in a meeting with somebody who actually stole the idea from me, and I had to stop the meeting and say, you know, next time put some grease on it before you fuck me. You know what I'm saying? And they looked at me like, oh, what are you saying? I said, I'm
sure what it is. I mean, you know, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, without getting all the way deep, and that's what I'm talking about. When we don't dance, you know, kind of like what we talked about the last show, you know, we get labeled as being difficult, angry, hostile. And all we be doing is minding our business, making moves. You know what I'm saying? But,
exactly.
You know, we get these labels because we might not want to hang out after work, or we're not part of that morning coffee crew. You know what I'm saying? We're focused on, because we understand we got to be good at what we do, because we're not going to get the same chances as those white coworkers. So we got to be good. You know what I'm saying? You know, myself, I was always an early riser. You know, I ain't have to be to work at 9 o'clock. I was at work at sometimes 6, 7 o'clock. And I worked until 6, 7 o'clock. I didn't have to. I was a salary employee. My white coworkers didn't do that. But that was my work ethic.
But again,
and they kind of looked at me like, why are you doing that?
You know, I believe. Is that correct?
Of course, I've been in management pretty, you know, a large part of my life. You know, I ain't gonna front. I'm 50. I'll be 51 this year. You know, and a better part of my adult life has been in management. But it wasn't given to me. You know, I worked my ass off to get there.
Now,
you know, what I'm
on top of that, I mean, it does sound like a lot of what we go through. We live in a society, in a world, in a land of social and economic racism, and mm-hmm. it's created, you know, if a person of color is trying to move ahead or advance their self, the challenge is overwhelming, even to our former president. You know, like you just said, you alluded to what you said earlier, our former president could not even do nowhere near what this president is doing.
Nowhere near.
And, you know, and even there were some other good presidents before it, and you know, some bad ones, but however, we live in a society whereas, you know, when we say free, we can't honestly believe that, feel that. You know, how many times those listening, and if you listen to us right now, you hear the show, how many of you guys have to work 3 times as hard, or do you feel safe? You know what I'm saying? If you listen to this show, how many of you guys actually feel safe? You know you don't have no warrants.
If y'all guys tell me y'all feel safe, you're full of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or don't believe the hype, because them motherfuckers will make you feel like, oh, we'll never get rid of you. But guess what?
Yeah.
Soon as shit comes down, you be the first one gone. Or either they gonna ask you to take a pay cut to stick around. You know what I'm saying? Either way, you gonna get fucked. Just keep it
even in your society you live at today, going to the store.
Yep.
How many of you guys can honestly say, you know, I feel safe walking around? Even though you may live in, I mean, here it is, you can live in your own black community, your own company, you still feel something's going to happen. You're tense, and it's like creates almost a post-traumatic stress disorder that we're living in. People don't understand that. Being a black man or a black woman, because first of all, as a black man, we're endangered. We're being targeted, as well as many other black people.
Yes.
And the black women, they're being targeted too, as well. Our children,
are
being targeted.
Yes.
I say that to say this because it's just ongoing cycle. It's being passed on to the next generation. You know, this is what you need to do with black people. This is what you need to do with black people. Okay, yeah, you know, what's the other one? I have a friend that's black. Or I have a friend that's Puerto Rican. God damn it. You. Good for you. But you don't deal with the same stuff I deal with. Even though I have a position of authority with my job, I still feel unsafe. I feel that I'm always on edge.
And my brother, you should.
I'm ready to go to war.
My brother. Because that's the way they make us feel.
It's crazy. I got to worry about, you know, and parents. I mean, you know, I'm going to talk to all our parents, white, black, all of us. You can't even feel free for yourself as well because you're worrying about your kids even sending to schools because they're in these schools, shooting up the schools, these radical people out here, young and old, whatever, put your thoughts of whatever, you from this country or another country, or you just, the world we live in is really fucked up at times. And we have to, you know, I don't even know if there's an answer to all this. But I think that a dialogue needs to happen. And I think that us talking about it is just a platform. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't claim to be professionals or experts. We just try to come from a perspective, just say, hey, look, let's put it on the table. Let's put this on the table. You know, put it on the table. And I think we played a little bit that last week when Tyler Perry talked about having the table. You know, but that's another show we're going to talk about. You know, Mike, now what I want to do, because we're heading to the half an hour mark, I want to play something else for our listeners. And, I want to build on that. You know, I played a clip about different things that's not free. But I would not be remorse to play the honorable one and only Brother Malcolm X. I want y'all to hear this. This was done years ago. It can't apply to today. So please, listen. Wait, stay woke. Listen.
But don't scare Negroes today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They put their club upside your head. And then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you, bust you all upside your mouth, and then take you to court and charge you with assault. What kind of democracy is that? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court, has no nothing on his side other than what the white man chooses to give him. My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this. And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim. And then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him.
Yes, sir.
This is American justice.
Yes, sir.
This is American democracy.
Yes,
and those of you who are familiar with it know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy.
Right.
Now, if I'm wrong, put me in jail.
Right.
But if you can't prove that a democracy is not hypocrisy, then don't put your hands on me.
Mike, I heard this. Real talk. Now, mind you, this was done years ago by the Honorable Malcolm X. And I think that reality, it's the truth, and it still applies to today.
Yeah.
It applies to today. You know, people can't, and if you look, if you're living in some box and you think that this reality doesn't happen, this is what we're going through. And we got a president in the White House who helps perpetuate the separate and the divisiveness in this country. But we, as black people, or just people in general, or individuals, we got to recognize these factors that's happening in our country. Everyone's not free. And you got to recognize the people that's being oppressed, because it's going to affect your community. It's going to affect your life. It's going to affect your interpersonal relationships. You know, you say, you know, a man gets married to a woman, interracial relationships. They still have to deal with challenges as well. Just because they love it on each other, but society, some people in society don't want that. But we have to have this talk. We have to understand that this so-called land we have is free. It's a joke. We got to be able to address these issues head on, deal with it, not sweep it under the rug, not think it's going to go away, not put blame on, well, that happened years ago. It doesn't apply. Bullshit. It's still happening now. It's happening right now. You know, where our law enforcement, injustice, you know, plenty of people I know, Sig, you know, she knows, she works, you know, got to the schools where she worked at, but she understands the legal system. I understand the legal system. Many people have been subject to the legal system. It is injustice. It is. It just is. Why do you think the president and these political parties want to appoint certain people of power into the Supreme Court? Because they help control the laws that has to deal with us being free, control our movements, control what we do, control society. They may not be flat out saying, okay, you guys are locked down. And that all comes down, even with the Voters' Rights Act of 1965 that was signed by law by Lyndon Johnson. People, let me just drop this to you. Just jewel on it. Mike, I want you to elaborate when I give you this information. You know, the Voters' Rights Act was originally set to expire in 1970. People, do you understand? They had an expiration date on this. They had to go back and amend that in 1975, 1982, 1992, and 2006. It took the Supreme Court, this country's Supreme Court, in June 25th, 2013, to strike down and say it's unconstitutional. And everyone, of no matter what race, is entitled to the right to vote. That's in the 15th Amendment. But that, I don't want to go too deep into that, but I want you guys to understand, when you think that you have rights, understand that somebody behind the scenes, they got to either fight for you to keep your rights, they're going to deny it, they're going to say, hey, look, you know, why we got to go to court? Why we got to keep going back to court to have the right to vote? But then also, when people, we're given the right, we don't take advantage of some of these rights. We get
That's
mad.
Right.
We blame the system. And that goes back to, Mike, what you were saying about these lazy jokers out here. Men, women, whatever.
Because, you know, you know what I can't stand, my brother? I can't stand to hear people complain about the system. And granted, I was one of them people years ago. But I've since grown. But those people that complain about everything, but they don't use their right, the right that they kept giving us or revoting on to vote. You know what I'm saying? Don't say shit unless you go in that voting booth to try to make a change. I don't want to hear it. Because at least it might not mean nothing. The person you vote for might not win. Most likely they probably won't win. But you know what? At least you're trying to make a difference. But when you just sit back, relax, voting day comes and you just look at that a way to get off of work early, and you don't take 5-10 minutes to go and do your civic duty, don't say shit to me. Because,
right.
You know what, you don't got a right to speak. You know what I'm saying?
You saying it, brother, because Malcolm X said it. We have to do something about it. We can't complain about it. If I hear another person say, "Oh man, this president," you know, what are you doing? What is your part? You know, look, everyone has a part in this. Even if it comes down to voting, take your ass and vote. You may think your vote don't count, and it, you know, if it takes 1% out of every 100 that says that, that's numbers. Those are numbers. Yeah. Get involved. Understand.
You know what?
Educate yourself on why we're being oppressed. Understand why the jobs are not there. Understand why opportunities took away from us. Create your own table, damn it. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
It pisses me off, dude.
I gotta speak on something else since we're on this subject. One of the biggest things, I don't know how many times you encountered it, Nas, but I encountered it a lot. When we put Obama in office, for some reason, I mean, we came out strong as black people. I mean, because, you know, you had the Puffies and everybody, you know, rocked the vote. So that particular election, we came out strong. Now, since then, we ain't done shit. But we put Obama in. We got him over the top.
Yeah.
But everybody felt like as soon as Obama was in office, everything was going to change. Every black man was going to have fried chicken on the table.
See,
you know what I'm saying? There's
going
to be some kind of reparations. You know what I'm saying? Everything. Not understanding, the man can only do so much. You know, he can't just come into office and be like, you know, this is what it is. He's not the president for black people. He's the president for all of America. And it really ticked me off when I hear black people, because my late father was actually one of those people. He used to make statements like, "Obama ain't done shit for me." But he was crying the day he was crying the day he got elected, because he never thought he would see the day a black man got elected. But yet, he was one of those black people. My father, my late father, love him to death. I miss you, Dad.
Word.
That sat back and thought when Obama got elected, it was going to be some seismic change across America. Not realizing he can only do what Congress allows him to do.
Mm.
And basically, like I said earlier, basically after Obamacare, and that kind of slipped through the cracks, they pretty much locked his hands the rest of his presidency. They didn't allow him to do shit.
You hear what you're saying, bro. You're talking about the top office, the top, one of the most powerful men in the world. He wasn't even free in his own spot.
He was just there. His
but
last
you know, it's
about
crazy,
year or two.
It's crazy about that. It's crazy about it, brother. It's a fact that he was in the office. He controlled one of the most powerful men, but they made sure. They made sure to remind him, you work for the people. You work for the people.
That's right.
You know, you got to go through Congress. We have to vote. But hold up. Wait a minute. Isn't there something different with this one compared to all the ones?
Yeah. Do you
know what I'm saying? You know,
you
I mean, so people, you know, if you're so blind to this, if you listen to our voice and you're blind to these facts, you know, we're not making none of this shit up. This is just real talk.
Yo.
You know, when we say,
five
you know,
is in there showing his ass, Nas.
Look at this.
Four fathers in there showing his ass. And these motherfuckers act like it's okay.
Hold up, wasn't it the same joke with grabbing pussy?
Huh? Yeah.
Pussy grabbing pussy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on. I mean.
And set it on tape.
That belly W had lawsuits, pending lawsuits. You know, I mean, I'm talking about an old lit yourself.
Yes.
I mean, come on now.
And still got lawsuits. That's what I'm saying.
And
there's no way in the world they would have... If this was Obama or any other black president, his ass would have been impeached a long time ago. Now, to prove that, Bill Clinton, although not a black man, he was a friend of the black people.
Well, he ain't like that, bro.
My man got tossed out of office. He got tossed out of office for getting a little something on the side. Now, I don't agree with that, but come on, man.
Now, that episode, what was something on the side? What are you talking about?
What?
I'd like to hear people say what happened.
You know, I mean, the man got him a little fellatio from one of his interns.
Oh, that's using big words. You've been using big words. You know, some people who are listening just on the streets listening. You fellatio. You better tell the people what it is. Educate.
Yo. The man got him a blowjob in the office by his intern. Now, you know it was a
set.
You know it was a setup. Who the fuck saves a dress with a cum stain on it? You know what I'm saying?
Man,
who the fuck saves
that?
But again, although he wasn't a black man, he was a friend of the black people. He was the closest we had at the time to a black president.
The only president we had that balanced the budget. My Latino brothers and sisters, he was a friend of them as well.
Huh?
He was a friend to the Latino population, the community as well.
He was a friend to the non-white community.
Yeah.
Let's put it like that. Okay. He was a friend to the people of color. Because
yeah.
that covers everybody.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, that's
he was the only president that balanced the budget. Do y'all realize that? When
yeah.
he was in office, he balanced the budget.
And
they threw my man out of office. But yet
yeah,
we got 4-5. Grabbing pussy. Lawsuits.
Yo, I
and
mean,
all this shit.
But yet, we're free. We're free.
Yeah, we're free. Yeah, we're free.
All the rights. We got rights and everything. Now, see, people eat.
Can I say one thing?
Can I say one thing now?
I don't know if y'all people, like, especially my people of color out there, do y'all realize when the Constitution was drafted, it wasn't really drafted for us because we weren't even considered human? Now, they've made amendments over the years. But basically, this whole Constitution thing that they always throwing out wasn't even meant for us. We're a fucking afterthought. Because, again, we weren't considered human. Go ahead, Nas.
No, listen. I had to give a little signs of that marinade for a minute. So when y'all want to celebrate, y'all want to say I'm free and, you know, we're not slaves, first of all, you wasn't even considered human. Please understand the Civil War was constructed because they needed tangible heads to help represent Congress. So I need y'all to understand this. You know, I'm not going to go too deep in it because it's a very long, long history lesson we can give you. But I can tell you now that war was created because they needed more Congress representation in Congress. So in order to have it, you had to have by certain populations in each state. Now, they figured out, you know.
You fucking with that wine, ain't you?
No, I mean, I did the yard earlier, man. I threw a little sore. I had to grab a glass of wine with
you. You drinking that toilet wine?
You know, man, I didn't tell, man. People don't listen to him. but we said that because, you know, the Civil War was created, you know, because it was all about positioning and power. That's really comes down to control certain trades and within the United States. Check out your history, people. I'm not making this up. You know, we don't claim to be professional experts, but we'd like to educate ourselves when we talk about topics. But that's what it might right. So you need to understand that. We were not considered even human. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you gotta wake up. You gotta wake the fuck up.
You gotta wake up.
You gotta understand where you live at. You got to understand our lives matter. Don't let nobody tell you, blue lives matter. Listen, no, I'm not taking it from nobody else. I'm taking to the fact that our community, our black people being shot down, being killed.
Yes, they are. They're
and it's crazy. And what they're doing now, and it's, you got to look at it, it's a bigger picture here. You militarize our police. You train them a certain way. You train them to, train them as us versus them. You know, you're a cop. You're no longer black. No, and no disrespect to no law enforcement out here, but you got to understand the society, where we live in that. Like I said, we live in a type of war environments in different communities. And just shooting and taking lives, like, they don't mean shit. It's unacceptable. So that's why you have to understand where we live at, and the people walking around thinking, "Oh, not me. I don't have time to deal with that." Y'all better wake y'all asses up. You better pay attention to your surroundings. You got to pay attention.
Right.
You got to be part of the solution and not the problem. Don't give these people a reason to lock your ass up. If you're walking around, all right, I'm not even talking about perception. That's a whole nother show. Perception and how you're being perceived. If you're walking around being ignorant, disrespectful, carrying on loud and rambunctious, you're giving them a reason to stop you, to police to stop you. And I'm going to say it, if you're acting like a nigger, white or black, you're giving people a reason to stop you. And then you got your chest all pumped out because you got your pride going, you want to challenge the police. You now gave that officer the authority to be aggressive towards you. He can misinterpret your actions as a threat and take your goddamn life or restrict your freedoms. And you need understand that. People are walking around with their head in the clouds thinking, not me. I didn't do nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You're always being watched. That sentence is coming back out.
Can I speak? Can I just touch on that? I don't even think people realize how much they're being watched. Okay? Now, I like you, Nas, we got smartphones. Okay? I don't know if y'all realize how much information is gained about us through our smartphones. And that we're not giving it up. It's just taken. You know, my phone will tell, without me saying anything, I'll go somewhere and it just asks me, do I want to give a comment on this particular place? I'm like, well, how the fuck you know I was there? You know what I'm saying? If I search for something on the internet, all of a sudden I start getting advertisement for that particular thing through Facebook.
Hey, but hold you on deep, but you hold up now, brother. Now listen to what you just said. People, hear what my brother Mike said. If you on Google researching something, how come you get emails that you never provided your email information?
Exactly.
But yet you searched on Google, whatever, but they know they can associate and tie it in to your personal email. You ever wonder why you get certain spam information? Like, why is it stuff? Why did you send this to me? But it's stuff relevant to some of your interests, things you do.
Yes, that's right.
So you're being watched.
That's right.
You know, those cameras on your computers, they can hack in and check it out. That Bluetooth.
Yo.
They can track you in your GPS.
Yo,
Twitter.
Easy
don't even get started on Twitter. That's another one.
Easy pass. People don't even realize. Yo, I see. They caught a murderer. They caught a murderer with Easy Pass. See what I'm saying?
Your Fitbit.
Because
your Fitbit. Your Fitbit. Come on now. Your Fitbit.
Yeah.
You gotta understand. I mean, I'm not saying you're living in a world.
A lot of these so-called, quote-unquote, free apps that we download to our phones, these apps are like, a lot of them are just like illusions, because what they're really doing is gathering your information and sending it back to somebody, Big Brother.
Furthermore, those parents out here, many parents are listening to the show, in the schools, I want y'all to understand something. Every state, has a system in place with school resource officers. Your kid gets in trouble. They keep records of your behavior. In some cases, identify you as a possible gang member. It's not that those kids are being identified, but they are being identified. It goes into a record. It goes to a database in juvenile justice, into a correctional system. So when something happens, they already tracking you already. They're already tracking your child. So I talk to all our young people. Listen, man, you know, listen, you're being tracked and you don't even realize that. In school. Now, it used to be in high school, you know, your records and everything, you know, they followed you to college. Listen, they're going as far as back to, you know, kindergarten. And, oh, yeah, don't get started. When you, once you get classified or when your child has some issue, we're going to put them in a mental health situation. Again, another control factor. They're going to put your child, you know, classify them, saying they have some psychological issues. They're going to give you some medications or they're going to do a whole bunch of psychological evals. It's all created to help. The narrative. And please understand, the laws are changing now. Because once you have a mental health recorded condition on file, you can't even get a weapon.
Yo,
again,
back in the day,
get a weapon.
Back in the day, when you was fucked up in school, you were just fucked up. Now they attached what's it called? ADD or some shit?
Yeah, that's it.
Half the fucking school had ADD. I was one of them.
I knew some teachers that did too, and that's another story.
Yeah.
You know what
my medication was for ADD back in the day? I got my ass whooped. And then I took my ass to school and did what I had to do.
Oh my God. But this is all part of people will be trying to explain to you that the society that we live in is not as free as you think it is. The land you walk is not necessarily as free. You know, where you live at, what you do, school, your mental health, your medical records, everything is being monitored. So you got to be careful. You got to watch, you know, who you're talking to, you know, the information you're putting out there. You got to understand the challenges that we are dealing with in our society. If you don't recognize it, you can't deal with it. You can't be aware of it. You don't know how to avoid the pitfalls or pitfalls in those scenarios, but you have to pay attention. But people see that walking around like, they're just like, oh, everything's all good, you know, life is good. You know, life may be good. Even these rich jokers out here, look, they ready to take your shit.
I mean,
didn't we talk about that before?
I ain't saying, you know, overall, you know, yourself included, we live pretty decent lives, okay? I mean, we had a conversation the other day, and the conversation was about maintaining. Because basically that's all we're all doing. If you're maintaining in today's society, you're doing good. Because, you know, with all of the pitfalls and things out there waiting for us, if you can still maintain, you're good. Because a lot of people fall victim to a lot of these pitfalls that are out there. I mean, y'all got to realize, man. I mean, like my man keeps saying, y'all got to wake up and realize that we're not as free as it seems. You know, we still, like I said, and I made this statement last week. You know, I ain't saying we slaves, but we better play our positions. Or we ain't gonna have no position to play.
Yeah, and listen, I I'm all for standing up, fighting, and you know, going for the marching. But sometimes this marching is nothing. You gotta act on it. You gotta follow through, and that comes part of your everyday life that you live. You know, whether you're getting up, going to work, taking care of your family, staying out of harm's way. If you see this trouble, why walk right into it? If you know being around a group of guys or a group of women is going to get you in trouble, they're looking for those reasons. So you got to put yourself in a strong place. Listen, you know, you got to do the best that you can. So when these challenges come to you, you're prepared. You're ready because you're aware. You are awake. You're knowledgeable. You have to be aware. Yeah, like I said, the marches is great. But unless we're doing actions with it, you know, educate your sons. Educate them, you know, let them be aware that, listen, they got a target on their back. Educate your girls, your little daughters. Educate them. Let them know they're more than just, you know, jumping on a pole, you know, twerking.
Yep, yep.
And,
keep
their
ass off the
pole. Let them know they're special. Let them know they're queens. Let them know they're special. And no one should disrespect them and treat them anything less than what they are. Don't let society tell our girls that they don't need a family. You don't need a man. You need another woman. Whatever your preference is, that's up to you. But do not let our girls be disrespected.
Yo.
Because
let me tell you something.
They're the mothers of the future generations.
The future.
So we have
to
protect them.
Yeah. Yep. Y'all might think this is corny, but especially with my daughter, I made it a point, and I still do it, because my daughter's still home, currently anyway, to always give her some positive words to go out in that world and deal with. I always let her know she's a queen. Don't let anybody tell any different. Okay? I always re-encourage her. Because, like I said last week, the biggest, keep them off the pole. You know what I'm saying? And if you got a young daughter out there and they start feeling some kind of way and they're not feeling that love and that they're not feeling that support, that's where they're going to end up, that fucking pole.
Yeah,
and nobody wants that.
What are we living in, bro? I mean, so, we try to tie these topics, all these various surrounding topics to the bigger topic. Because the land that we're in, we just have so many challenges. And that's why we kind of said that, hey, look, land to free my ass. Because you got to understand where we at in the society. You can't just walk around blind. And you got to help your family, man. I mean, listen, it can't hurt you to help your community, help your brother. Hey, listen, if he don't want your help, oh, well, I'll try it. Oh, well. He'll learn. He'll learn the hard way, but he'll learn. Listen, Mike, we almost done already again?
Again, damn,
we almost done again. So, all right, listen. Mike, we gotta give our shout outs to a couple people. We got about 3 minutes, and we can wrap up the topic in the next minute or two. But I want to make sure we don't forget to acknowledge our new listeners. You want to kind of let the people know, those are just tuning in.
I mean, I can't off the top of my head, I can't spool all the new listeners we got. We do got new listeners though, but I just want to reiterate again, we're being carried down. We're going to be carried now down in Louisiana on a friend of ours network. Now, her name is Simone. Now, bear with me with this last name. I didn't say it earlier, but her name is Simone Higginbotham. I'm going to spell that last name for you. Higgin. Botham. So that's why I didn't say that. I told you before, it was a hard last name for me. So,
what's the name of the magazine that she's also promoting as well that we're affiliated with? Now?
She has Rebirth Magazine. She's going to be carrying us on her Rebirth Radio Network down in Louisiana. For all the Facebook listeners, give her, and actually, this is for the ladies out there listening, because she's actually doing a lot of positive things for women down there in Louisiana. So it might be something y'all might want to check out on Facebook. Check out Rebirth Magazine or Rebirth Radio or She Productions, and just check out some of the stuff she's doing, because she's doing a lot of things to empower the woman. So that that's something good for. For the woman to check out,
Well, we're going to have to wrap this up. We got to wrap this up. So, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I can just tell you this much, and I'm going to close it out with this. Whatever you do in life, stay woke, stay alert. I mean, be the positive part in the change that you want to see in this world. Be a part of it. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say. Just be a part of it. Wake up, Mike, real quick, closing remarks.
Shit, I'm still woke, so y'all gotta join us. Join the conversation. Be a part of our conversation. You ain't gotta agree with us. But shit, let's talk about it. Call in, hit us up on Facebook page, hit us up in Shadow Worlds, whatever. Let's talk about it. Everybody's opinion is value. Unless
always,
it's bullshit.
Always. Exactly. Mr. Nas, and of course you got Mike Real. Exactly.
You can call me
Mr. Stay blessed, and we appreciate everybody for listening. See you next week.